Dear students, today we are going to learn the relative clauses. A relative clause is a type of subordinate clause. It is used in order to modify or adapt or describe a noun or a pronoun. Relative clauses are always dependent. Remember it. Relative clauses must contain both a verb and a subject and always begin with the words such as who, whom, that, which, when, whose, why, and where, or any variation of these words. A relative clause is so called as it relates directly to the noun which it is adapting or describing. There are two types of relative clauses. The first one is restrictive or defining relative clauses, and the second one is non-restrictive or non-defining relative clauses. In Unit 1, you all must have learned about non-restrictive or non-defining relative clauses. For example, there is a sentence in Chapter 1. The sentence is, all morning, Lancho, who knew his fields intimately, looked at the sky. In this sentence, we have used non-defining relative clause because we already know the identity of the person Lancho. A non-defining relative clause usually has a comma in front of it and a comma after it. Some writers also use a dash instead of comma. If the relative clause comes at the end, we just put a full stop. As far as a restrictive clause is concerned, we can say that a restrictive clause provides essential information about the noun to which it refers. Restrictive relative clauses follow immediately after the noun that they modify. They are not separated by pauses in a speech or comma in writing. For example, the boy who broke the window is at the door. In this sentence, the clause who broke the window helps us to identify the boy. Now the question comes as to how to identify a relative clause. In this connection, we can say that there are three steps that we should follow to recognize a relative clause. First, it will contain a subject and a verb. Next, it will begin with a relative pronoun like who, whom, whose, that, or which, or a relative adverb like when, where, and why. Finally, it will function as an adjective answering the questions like what kind, how many, and which one.